Shalom, shalom, everybody, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah. This is Yoshua, and it is time to take out the garbage. That's right. The beginning of Parshat Tzav, we learn about a powerful inyan, the powerful avodah, the service of the Trumas Hadashan, where the Kohanim would mamash take out the garbage. It was a daily job. They would collect the ashes, and they would have to take it outside the camp to a makom tahor, to a holy place, to a pure place, and they would take the ashes from the Mizbeach, from the altar. Now, what's crazy is the Mishnah actually describes how Kohanim used to fight for this job. It does not seem to be the most glorious of jobs, yet this is what they would literally fight to do. So this is just some musser off the top of the bat. It's right before Pesach. What are we doing in our homes, and how are we helping, and what are our attitudes? And if they were willing to fight to do this in the Mishkan, then how much more so should we be fighting to do these things in our own homes, which are known as Mikdashei Me'at, small miniature forms of the temple as well? So that's something to be thinking about. Additionally, regarding the Trumas Hadashan, as we said before, the pasuk says, "Hotias Hadashan al michutz lamachane al makom tahor." You take the dashan, you take this dust, all of the burnt ashes outside of the camp to a makom tahor, to a pure place. And for me, I think that what really resonates with me is an idea by the Beis Yaakov of Ishbit, where he highlights that the Deshen is taken specifically to a makom tahor, to specifically a pure place outside of the camp. I don't understand. It's dirt. It's garbage. Why don't we just take it to any place? Why don't we just throw it into the river? Why don't we just throw it outside? Why do we care that it's to a makom tahor? And so the Beis Yaakov teaches us that it doesn't matter when we look at something if it seems that there are no remnants, no traces of kedusha there, no remnants of holiness there. We look at a Jew and we think that, you know what? They're not necessarily so observant. They're not necessarily so holy. So whatever, we'll treat them like that. It doesn't matter how much a person resembles externally an ash and dust. Everybody is intrinsically and inherently holy, is inherently pure, and deserves a makom tahor. Every single person. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph has the idea of afal pi shechata Yisrael, who even when a Jew sins, we are still called a Jew. Another beautiful idea in the Pri Tzadik on Pesach, which is very similar to what we were speaking about, the Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin asks on the verse we say in the Haggadah every year that if the wicked son, if the Russia had been there, had been in Mitzrayim, he would not have been taken out. He would not have been saved. I don't understand. I thought that if a person makes a mistake, they're still Jewish. But he says, you don't understand. That was before Mitzrayim. If he had been there before Yitzias Mitzrayim, he would not have been saved. But nowadays, we've been fortunate to a nation. Every single person has the ability to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter where we are in life. If we are mamish outside of the camp, we still deserve a makom tahor. We still deserve a place of purity. The Tzikas HaTzadok, Rav Tzadok says, if you look in number 54, chapter 54, he says that the Ikara Yudi, that the primary component, the primary part, the defining trait of a Jew is that he's called a Jew. And that as long as a person is referred to as a Jew, that is enough. And that in and of itself makes a person and brings a person to that stature, to that status. I was reading through and doing Shtai Mikra this week, going through Rashis, and the Rashis stuck out to me. When the Kohen had to take the Trumas Hadashen out of the camp, he did something strange. He had to change his clothing. Why did he have to change his clothing when he took the Trumas Hadashen out? Rashi teaches, based off of the Medrash, Ein zo chuva, it is not an obligation for the Kohen to change their clothing. Ella derech eretz. Rather, it is something proper. It is something respectful. Rashi teaches that when they were taking the Trumas Hadashan out, they had to change their clothing because the clothing could become sullied. It could become dirty, a little bit disgusting, and it's not appropriate to serve the king, to do our avodah, when we're wearing disgusting clothing. Now, there are many Kabbalistic and very deep understandings of what that means, but on a very practical level, we have to understand that we all represent God in this world. The Gemara in Yerushalmi Tainis, in the second parak, Halacha Vav, says that Hashem attached his name to us, Yisrael, Hashem's name is attached to us because he doesn't want us to become lost in the world and because we represent him. And because of that, we need to act and we need to dress in a way that is mechubad, in a way that is respectful, respectable. Because when we act respectfully, then people respect God because we are his representatives. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos in the fifth parak in Halacha Tes says that a Talmud Chacham should specifically wear nice clothing, and he's not allowed to wear any clothing with stains. V'asur lo shimsab vigdo kesem o sham nunis. It is prohibited for a Talmud Chacham to have clothing on him which has a stain or any type of fat, disgusting stuff on it, because one more time, that person is a representative of God, and we should realize that we are all representatives of God. This isn't just for the higher, for the upper hierarchy. This is meant for each and every single Jew. Every single person is a representative, is a chilek elokam imal, and therefore we represent Hashem, and it is our job to represent him well. Another beautiful idea to carry this point on is mentioned in the Tanchuma. If you look in Parak Lamed Dalid, where a story is recorded, a famous story of Hillel. Hillel HaZaken was running outside with his Talmidim, with his students, and he wanted to separate from his students. And his students looked at him and said, "New Hillel, where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going to do a mitzvah rabbah. I'm going to do a tremendous mitzvah." Now, what are you going to think he's going to do? He's going to go and learn Torah. That's a mitzvah rabbah. That's a great mitzvah. Maybe he's going to do achnasas orchim. He's going to welcome in the guests. That's a mitzvah rabbah. Maybe he's going to do some Kabbalistic incantations and different yichudim and stuff. That's a mitzvah rabbah. But no, says the Tanchuma, Hillel responded, "I'm going to the Beis HaMerchatz. I'm going to the bathhouse." What? Why is the bathhouse, going to the bathhouse, taking a bath, taking a shower, considered to be a mitzvah rabbah? Hillel responded, "What do you mean? If you look at all the emperors and the kings, they hire people to polish their statues and to take care of their circuses and all of those places. All the more so, myself, me, whom created in the image of God, who represents God, how much more so should I be taking care of my body?" That, my friends, that, Rabbi Yisai, is a mitzvah rabbah, to take care of ourselves and to make sure that we look and we present ourselves in a respectful manner. And this is very relevant nowadays, since we are mainly trapped in our homes. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter if we're outside, inside. We're supposed to dress in a respectful way. We're supposed to represent ourselves in a mechubadik way, in a respectful way, and in a way that is with Derech Eretz. We learn that from the Trumas Adashan, because the Kohen would change his clothing when he would do the Trumas Adashan, when he would take it outside. Zos Toras Ha'ola. This is the Torah, is the teaching regarding the Karban Ola. Next point. Hi Ola Al Mokdal Mizbeach. This is the Ola that will remain burning on the Mizbeach. So this is, on a very pshat level, is teaching us about the halachos of the Karban Ola. But al pi chassidus, on a very deep level, the Hasidic masters teach us that this is talking about, no, not only about the Karbanos, but it's teaching us about Torah and how we're supposed to learn Torah. Zos Toras Ha'ola literally translates as, this is the Torah that will raise, Which Torah will go up to heaven? Hi Ha'ola al Mokdal Mizbeach. That's the one that will be burning on the Mizbeach. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us that our Torah and the Torah we learn should be done with hislavos, with excitement, with passion. When we do mitzvos, it should be done with excitement, with passion, with love, and with awe. Realize that whenever we learn Torah, we mamash shake the worlds and we build worlds, as the Nefesh HaChaim teaches in the beginning of Shar Aleph. Everything we do is profound. Every finger we move, and therefore we should do it with excitement and with passion. There's an unbelievable story where the Baal Shem Tov was walking with his students, and they went up. They were traveling to a town, and they went to a random Beis Medrash, and they were all about to enter the Beis Medrash, but the Baal Shem Tov wouldn't enter the Beis Medrash, wouldn't enter the study hall. But everyone else was entering, and they looked at the Baal Shem Tov. They said, "No, Rebbe, why aren't you going into the Beis Medrash?" He said, "I can't go in there because it's too stuffy." "What do you mean it's too stuffy? It's a Beis Medrash. It's a place of holiness." He said, "No, these people aren't learning with hislavos, with passion, with warmth, with the zeal. Therefore, their Torah hasn't gone up. Zos Torah Sohola, their Torah doesn't rise. So the place is stuffy. I can't go in here. It's too stuffy. May we be zocha, every single person here, to have a wonderful Shabbos, a Shabbos where our Torah, where our mitzvos all ascend to heaven, to the highest of heights. May we build a home of warmth. May we build a place of warmth. And may we be zocha to take out the garbage. Zeigesund und stark.